number 19 song of 1992, Shanice, and I Love Your Smile on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 2008. I'll be back in a little while. We got Phil Wayne coming up at the top of the hour with lots more, starting it off with the Market Scope.
I love your smile. I really do.
You're listening to Oldies 1520, WNRC, Pittsburgh.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for June 2008. This month, we return to Charleston, South Carolina, as Mark Marino sent us another big envelope full of Charleston air checks. We begin with Heaven 1390 and check out more of the area's FMs.
Chef in the morning. Charleston's best gospel all day. Heaven 1390.
Picking things up just a little bit with the Voices of Cathedral, closing things out in the 11 o'clock hour with No Joy, No Strength. Stay tuned. We are guaranteed to feed your spirit, man. In the 12 o'clock hour, it's lunchtime on Heaven 1390 with the Word of Life Ministries, followed immediately by the All Out Request Hour. So you still got a few minutes to get your requested music in, 566-1390, or you can log on to the website and shoot us an instant request at www.heaven1390.com.
WXTC Charleston, Heaven 1390.
You're on the air at WKCL.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing great. How about you, sir?
Doing very well.
Good.
May I make a request?
Go right ahead.
Philip, Craig, and Dean, Christ formed in me.
WKCL, you're on the air.
I really wanted to hear Mercy Seat. I'm not sure who sings it, but I really wanted to hear that song. So if you can play that for me, I really, really appreciate it.
Music filled with life, 91.5 FM, WKCL, Lansing, Charleston.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Dick Shannon. President Bush heads to New Jersey today to spotlight efforts to save homeowners from foreclosure.
And I'll tell you why we had the big celebration dinner last night. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Listen live at kidlive.com.
Listen to this.
K-Pod. And
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
WIHV Monk's Corner.
Charleston's B92.
From the Max Traffic Center, a problem on 17A at College Park Road in its cleanup stages. Same goes for a wreck on Red Bank Road at North Rhett. Also, the wreck on Johns Island in its final cleanup stages on Maybank Highway at River Road. As for delays, expect some extra company I-26 eastbound outside of Ashley Phosphate and the 52 connector near exit 209 and moderate volume on your secondary paths heading inbound like Dorchester Road, Rivers Avenue, and 61. From the Max Traffic Center, I'm AJ Snow.
B92, Kid Craddock in the Morning here. And remember, if you've got a request or you just want to say hi, just text us, okay? 46350. That's 46350. You can text and connect with the station that's number one for today's hit music, B92.
In the morning with Kid.
He called me a whiny little bitch.
But is it true though?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Kelly.
Hey, y'all need to come back from talking private. It's very rude to our guests.
And Big Al Mac.
Me in contempt. She talked for 18 minutes.
You in contempt.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
All right, Kenzie's coming up in a minute. Help clarify this presidential race.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
She said she had a bad dream about you last night, JC.
What?
Don't you hate it when your woman has a bad dream about you and then
she's mad at
you, treats you bad all day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you did something?
Yeah,
that's
doing
so
anything.
Psycho.
I can't help it because the feelings are real and we are so feeling and emotionally driven.
Yeah. Okay, I can't say too very much, but last night, great night because my daughter Caroline has been going on college auditions, not interviews, college auditions, because she's trying to get into a musical theater program.
That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Dude, and yeah, because they have to determine in 5 minutes if you're someone that's going to spend 4 years in their program. It's it's crazy that they think they can pick the best people in 5 minutes. And, you know, she's on Facebook and all these other places, and so all these people right this time of year are like, I got into Michigan, I got into Penn State, I got into USC, I got into Miami, I got into Florida State. You know, Yeah. And Caroline's just waiting for these letters.
And these are in-person auditions, right? You have to go there to
There's
to
one.
The
there was one several weeks ago in Chicago where she auditioned for like 10, 12 schools at once.
Whoa.
But not at once. She went from room to room auditioning for each
better.
One.
That's yeah. cool. Having to fly right. around.
Yeah.
That's
by
good.
Herself, yeah. But then she did that, too. Caroline's been to individual visits probably 8 different schools. It's ridiculously expensive to do this.
It's become a part-time job.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. It's a full-time job. And so she's gotten a couple of, well, she's gotten a couple of acceptances, but not to schools that would be her first choice. And then she's gotten some, a lot of rejections, you know, like a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Because the odds of getting into one of these programs, you're talking like 700 or 800 kids audition for each one,
right.
and then they take 4 or 5.
Oh, really?
Man. Yeah. Well, yesterday, Caroline got into one.
That she really wanted.
That is like a top-tier college, and now she's got that one. You know, she's got
that
one.
Yeah.
B92, Kid Craddock in the morning, and Mike Cruz is going to get the weekend kicked off later today with Flush the Format again.
More Friday fun is coming up in 60 seconds.
Names are on Kid Craddock in the morning. Barack Obama.
Would you use your influence as the leading candidate for president to secure better seats for Malia and Sasha for the Jonas Brothers?
I didn't know who these guys were, and I come home one day.
They're way bigger than you.
Malia has all these boys on her walls.
Yeah.
I said, well, who are these guys?
Yeah.
And all those, these are the Jonas Brothers. And I said, well, how many pictures of them do you need on your wall?
Yeah. The biggest names are on Kid Craddock in the morning. Welcome back to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
My fellow Americans, I pose this simple question to you. Are you better off now than you were when this disappointing show began?
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Wow.
Not very nice,
Ouch.
Hillary.
She talking about our show?
Absolutely, she is.
A way to set up yourself for our interview.
Uh-huh. Hillary made a small complaint at one point that she always gets the first question at debates.
Ladies first, maybe?
And then Saturday Night Live kind of did a parody of it. So here's Hillary.
I seem to get the first question all the time. And I don't mind. I'll be happy to field them. But I do find it curious. And if anybody saw Saturday Night Live, you know, maybe we should ask Barack if he's comfortable and needs another pillow.
Senator Obama, are you comfortable? Is there anything we can get for you?
I'm fine.
That's so funny. And in the Texas debate, Hillary made an accusation. In the Texas debate, Hillary made an accusation against Obama.
You know, lifting whole passages from someone else's speeches is not change you can believe in. It's change you can Xerox. And I just don't think. No, but, you know, but Barack, it is. Because if you look.
I'm trying to see if they're booing her or booing him. I'm trying to figure that out.
Her.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we've seen a softer Hillary over the last couple of months. She's going to be on with this, by the way, in 30 minutes. This is Hillary talking about whoever wins will be better off.
No matter what happens in this contest, and I am honored. I am honored to be here with Barack Obama. I am absolutely honored. And, you know,
wow.
Whatever happens, we're going to be fine. You know, we have strong support from our families and our friends. I just hope that we'll be able to say the same thing about the American people. And that's what this election should be about.
Okay. So.
Check us out on the World Wide Web at star997.com. Sweat Hotel is open for business. Check-in is 10 p.m. tonight on Star 99.7.
From one star to another, this is Star
99.7. Yo, C. Yo, we need to get out and do something, man.
The stars of old school.
The stars of R&B.
Steve Harvey in the morning.
WXST Hollywood.
Charleston is Star 99.
Star 99.7.
The drive at
100.5. It's all about the music.
100.5. The Jive.
She's a breaking.
WALC Charleston, The Drive at 100.5.
The Drive at 100.5.
Lying in bed, strike by a loosened end.
Stay with The Drive at 100.5.
The Drive at 100.5.
More music is coming up.
Meet me at the creek at Morgan Creek Grill.
Right back to the music on The Drive at 100.5.
Well, thanks, Mark, for all your help. I hope you're feeling better and recovering nicely. And good luck with your upcoming move. Next month, we'll look at another piece of the Charleston market. For MarketScope and the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. Now Fred has the musings from the members all queued up and ready to go.
AQB Continuing News.
This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach. How come TV is not geared for the blind? For example, back in the 60s, I would listen to TV. They would tell you what shows were coming on. They would tell you what station you're watching. And they would give you more of a description than they do now. Why do they put things on the screen instead of telling you what there is? In short, it's not blind friendly toward the visually impaired. Number two, what's going to happen with the regular TV channels? For example, down here we have channel 2, 4, 7, and 10. What's going to happen with those stations when TV becomes digital? Why is TV running so many infomercials instead of running things like a midday movie or a late night movie or local talk shows? Thank you, and sorry to take so long. See you at the convention.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I found some nice people at a station WLVL in Rockport, New York. If we have another convention in that area, I think we should go and visit that station. They seem to be so nice. There's a fellow there does a country show on Sunday morning from 10 to noon. I've talked to him. The receptionist is nice. They have a big band show also on Saturday afternoon, and they do quite a bit of sports. It's a good all-around station. I picked up a station on 1310 carrying Baltimore Orioles baseball one night recently. I don't know where it was coming out of. Also, Detroit on 1330 one night on their network. I'm guessing that might have been in Flint. 790 was a good DX one night. Wellsville, New York, WLSV came in. They're still playing the country classics. And I had Sudbury, Ontario. They were playing country music, and they do quite a bit of sports, too. And I had the Laura Ingraham show on some station, but I didn't get ID on it. All that at the same time, just changing directions of the radio. And I am vitally interested in this ultralight DX thing, and I have a friend in Toronto who is in the club but online, and he has ordered one of the radios from C. Crane, and he's going to tell me about it when he gets it. There was recently a DXing camp for the Ontario DX Club, and about four people were up there who had radios that were capable of the ultralight DXing. WJMP 1520 in Kent, Ohio, has now gone from Music of Your Life to Fox Sports. 10:30 at night on Saturday night, April 19th, picked up WNNZ 640, Springfield, Massachusetts. And also, of late, there's been some interference on 670 early at night, about the time getting ready to get dark. Station in Pennsylvania, I think, has been coming up and fighting WSCR Chicago. Also, Dave Whatmow got an email from somebody recently that said at 660 some rock station was interfering with WFAN at night, but I'm not sure exactly where that was.
Hi, this is Joe Schwab. It's April 23rd, 2008, and I had a request and a question. I was hoping we could get a hold of John Rook. He's in Idaho, and he was the program director of WCFL and WLS. And I thought it might be interesting to ask him about his observations about radio and program directing and that type of thing. Also, the question I had was, I was wondering what happened to Mark Voach. He was the inventor of the odd-disc automation system back in the early 90s, and he bought a station in Frederick, Ohio, and he completely automated it within 36 hours. So I was wondering what happened to him and how his system turned out. Have a good summer, and take care of yourself, and good luck with your magazine. You do a tremendous job with it. 73s, and good DXing.
Greetings, fellow DXers. Paul Burkhart from Little Rock, Arkansas. And I want to let you know that here in Little Rock, I discovered a couple of new stations on FM. At 103.3, there are a couple of stations, different stations in Arkansas. I didn't get their call letters. However, at 104.3, there is a station in Marshall, Arkansas, with the call letters similar to a station I used to listen to in Boston, WBCN. Its call letters are KBCN, and it is, again, at 104.3. I'd like to know where Marshall, Arkansas, is in relation to Little Rock. There's also a 104.5 KTRN in Pine Bluff, and there is an oldies station at 104.7 in Searcy, Arkansas. There is also a solid gold station at 105.5, and that is in Stuttgart, Arkansas. And also at 92.7, there is a sports station called KASR. They are Arkansas Sports Radio, and they cover all of Central Arkansas with all kinds of sports, including NASCAR racing. Here in Little Rock, there is no Little Rock station per se that carries NASCAR racing. However, I just discovered that KASR does do it. They do Sunday night ESPN baseball, and they do lots of different local sports. That is my muse for this time. Happy April and happy May to you all.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And to answer some questions from Mike Lance, he asks, why are they running so many infomercials on television and not movies? Well, Mike, it all comes down to the dollar. It seems that the people who have these infomercials are buying up time left and right to hawk their wares in half-hour and hour-long segments. And believe it or not, based on the ratings, there are people who faithfully watch those infomercials. Yeah, I know, it boggles my mind too, but anyway. And let's see, I've been at the TV station since, well, June of 1985. And we used to run movies a long time ago, but I can't recall in the past 5 years when we've ran any movie packages on the air on either of our stations, the NBC or the CW station. Nor can I remember anybody who's requested that we run movies. Nor can I remember a time when an advertiser came to us and said if we ran movies that they would advertise in the program. So I don't know, Mike. I think it's just come down to the fact that people prefer watching the Popeil Pocket Fisherman than they do Ben-Hur. But it's just the changing society that we have here in the United States. You also asked about why TV is not geared toward the blind. I think there are several reasons. The more predominant reason is the fact that television is going more to the visually side, based entirely on the digital transition. You have people looking at these big screen TVs and high definition monitors and such. And sadly, I think the sound has kind of taken a back seat in some positions. I can recall many years ago, sound was treated very keenly. And if you listen to a program, and especially with headphones, you could hear the subtle sounds of people walking and such. Now that's kind of going away. And I noticed probably some of the worst sound mixes I've ever heard on the Idol program about a week or so ago, as well as the NBC Today show, which is kind of sad. But sound is kind of taking a back seat. And along with that, you have your budget restrictions and problems with funding for a lot of organizations which cater to the blind. namely the descriptive services and such. In fact, the Toledo Radio Reading Service, which was carried on a sub-channel of the TV station, is no longer in business. They've closed their doors. So I think a lot of times it comes down to the money that is provided for some of these services to provide the narrative to the picture. So we'll just have to see what happens in the future if some of these services can start back up. And finally, you asked about what's going to happen to the TV channels after digital. You sure know how to open a can of worms, bud. Well, let's put it this way. This whole thing with the TV stations moving and becoming digital and turning off their analog stations in February of 2009 is kind of akin to what happened back in the 30s with the AM band, with the exception of some stations are not necessarily being on the air with two transmitters at the same time like they are right now with digital. For example, our station, which since 1953 was on Channel 35, went on in 2003 with a Channel 8 digital station. And then in February of 2009, we'll turn off the Channel 35. So we've been operating in parallel for approximately 5 or so years with our station at Channel 35 with digital. But Channel 8 will then take over the band on February of 2009 here in Lima. Also, our other station here in town, which is on Channel 44, will become Channel 47 in digital, and then it's going to move back to 44. So it's really going to confuse people. But this is what the Federal Communications Commission has sought everybody to do, so we're saluting and following the order very appropriately. Finally, Paul Burkhart asks about the distance between Marshall, Arkansas, and Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, Paul, Marshall, the station that you referred to, is 84 miles due north of you. So that's quite a catch for an FM. And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service.
It began right here with a pioneer. A radio station, listen to what we started.
What better way to celebrate our diamond anniversary than to get back together in the familiar surroundings of the birthplace of modern broadcasting? Can you believe it? The city of Pittsburgh is celebrating its 250th anniversary this year, too.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
Our host will be John Malachy, one of our most experienced convention leaders. Just look at what he's arranging for us. Plan to arrive early enough on Friday to take part in a studio tour that afternoon, with a pizza dinner being served in the meeting room that night. The grand opening will be held at 7 p.m. on Friday, with a presentation about the history of Pittsburgh rounding out the evening. Saturday morning will feature a tour of the Heinz History Center at 9 a.m., and you're invited to buy lunch at the Sports Rock Cafe if you wish. There'll be transmitter tours in the afternoon for those who wish to get out and see what broadcasting in Pittsburgh is all about. And then, at 5 p.m., the annual group photograph at the hotel. And, of course, there'll be lots of time to sit and chat about DXing with other club members in the hospitality room. The banquet this year will be in the Greenery Restaurant right there at the hotel. A business meeting will follow, and then the world-famous auction to round out the evening. Sunday will open the annual NRC DX examination. And then...
The crack of the bat, the thrill of the hit, the sound of the smack of the ball in the catcher's mitt. That's what we're all about. That's why we yell and shout. The world champion Pirates are on the air.
At 11 a.m., we'll all depart for a ride to PNC Park, the home field of the Pittsburgh Pirates, via the Gateway Clipper Fleet. The game that afternoon is against the Milwaukee Brewers. Back at the hotel, the hospitality room will reopen around 5 o'clock, and we'll sit and chat until everyone is talked out. The convention will end on Sunday evening. Now, here's what to do. Reserve your room at the Greentree Holiday Inn, 401 Holiday Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15220. Call 1-412-922-8100. Be sure to tell them you want the NRC rate, and be sure to make your reservation with them by August 15th.
convention registration is $45, and that includes the pizza party, the banquet, soft drinks, and munchies during the 3 days in the hospitality room. And, weather permitting, another event John Malachy is working out right now. Send your registration check, payable to National Radio Club 2, John R. Malachy, 995 Shady Crest Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15216-3046. Local transportation. If you fly into Pittsburgh International Airport, PIT, there's a free complimentary shuttle service to the hotel. The train station in Pittsburgh is only 4 miles away from the hotel. The taxi fee from the railroad station is $25. The bottom line is that this is one convention you don't want to miss. Also, listen for Pittsburgh's newest radio station, WNRC 1520, when you get to the convention.
Radio 152 for the 75th Annual Convention. You're listening to Oldies 1520.
NRC Convention, WNRC Convention City.
So how about it? How about joining us in historic Pittsburgh this Labor Day weekend and celebrating 75 years of great DX? The National Radio Club's 75th Annual Convention, beginning Friday, August 29th through Sunday, August 31st in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you there.
Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Hello, DXers. Ken Anischuk back here on May 5th, and I have an obituary and rating, so let me get right into this. First, I'll mention that I will not be going to the convention at Pittsburgh. I have work obligations, and I am taking a vacation to Richmond, Virginia to visit my brother, so that will be it for the summer. To start out here, I want to mention that Big Ron O'Brien, a very well-known personality in the United States, died at 57 years old on Sunday, April 27th, of complications of, I believe, was pneumonia. He was born Richard Walls, October 24th, 1951. He started his career in 1969 at KUDL-FM in Kansas City. In 1970, went to KTLK in Denver. The next 6 years to WQXI in Atlanta, then to WCFL in Chicago, WXLO and WNBC in New York, WOKY in Milwaukee, 1960-79, Top 40, WFIL in Philadelphia, 1979 to Los Angeles, to KFI, then 82-87 to KIIS, also worked at KROQ, KKBT, and KSRF-FM, then went to 85 to KWK in St. Louis, back to Denver at KZDG, returned back to KISS, KIIS in 92-93, returned to Philadelphia in 1996 at Star 104.5 WYXR, and then in 02 joined WOGL Philadelphia till his death. Ron O'Brien is survived by his mother, and he was a great broadcaster and will sorely be missed in this business. Next item I want to mention was the death of Paul Harvey's loving wife, Lynn Angel Harvey, who died Saturday, April 27th, of leukemia at the age of 92. A wonderful 60-year marriage, and she'll be missed in the broadcasting industry very sorely. The next item I want to tell you about, I saw an anniversary mark in radioandrecords.com, friends. The birth of classic rock in format 1985, which about the time that Fred Volpe started the service. Jacobs Media president Fred Jacobs is credited with creating classic rock in 1985. The first classic rock station, believe it or not, was KRQX AM in Dallas in 1983. Perhaps Bill Hale can tell us what frequency that was back then. Also, the first FM station was WMMQ-FM in Lansing, Michigan. Next, I'll go on to some ratings for you. Hey, I'm going to give you about 20 markets here, and I hope you enjoy this. And if you want any more, give me a call at 815-838-2179, and I'll be glad to see what I can do on my internet here with more ratings. In Chicago, number one was WGN at 5.7, and number two was WGCI-FM Black Adult at 5.5. Number three was BBM 780 at 4.7. Number 10 was LS89 at 3.1. The score, Sports Radio 670, was way down to 1.5. WMVP, the Bulls station, was 1.4. Next, Los Angeles. One is Top 40 Kiss FM at 5. Number 3, 640 KFI Talk at 4.4. 16th, 790 KABC Talk at 2.3. 17th, News 1070 KNX at 2. The sports stations, 570 KLAC at 1.2. And I believe that's 710 KSPN at 0.5. In New York City, hello to a few of our friends. Number 1, pop station WLTW at 5.1. Number 1, AM News 1010 WINS at 4.2. In 9th, 770 WABC at 3.6. 15th, News 88 WCBS at 2.4. Talk WOR was 2.2, by the way. Sports 660 WFAN at 2.4. And Sports 1050 WEPN at just 0.8. Next out to San Diego, and it's Country, KSON, AM and FM at 5.5. 3, News 600, KOGO at 4.4. 12, News Talk 760, KFMB at 3. And 21st, Sports 1090, XPRS at 1.8. In Detroit, number 1, Black Adult, WMXD at 5.9. Number 2, News 95, WWJ at 5.8. Number 4, Talk 76, WJR at 5.5. 18th, WXYT FM Sports at 1. To Boston, number 1, Rhythmic Pop, WJMN at 7. Number 2, WBZ 1030 at 6.9. Number 5, Sports 850, WEEI at 5.3. And 9th, News Talk 680, WRKO at 3.8. In San Jose, the Bay Coast over there, number 1, of course, News Talk 810 KGO at 6.3. Number 9th is News 74 KCBS at 3.1. 12th was Talk 56 KSFO at 3. And 20th, Sports 68 KNBR at 2.1. In Baltimore, we go to number 1, Black Adult WERQ FM at 9.4 up. Number 5, News Talk 1090 WBAL 4.3 down. 9th, News Talk 68, WCBM at 3.3, and the only sports station, 1570 WNST at 4.4, that is. Out to the Midwest in St. Louis, number 1, News Talk Course 1120, KMOX 7.7, The Voice of the Blues. Number 2, Pop, KEZK at 7.2. Number 15, KTRS 550 at 3.3. 21st, Sports Radio 59 KFNS at 1.4. To our nation's capital in Washington, number 1, News Radio, WTOP FM. I think that's 107.7, I'm not sure, at 6.6. Number 2, Black Adult at Howard University, WHUR at 6.1. 10th, Talk Radio 63, WMAL at 2, which is down. And 18th, Sports 98, WTEM, Voice of the Wizards at 1.3. In Buffalo, we visit. Number 1, News Talk 93, WBEN at 11.2, up. Number 2, Country Music on WYRKFM at 10.8. In 8th spot, Sports 55, WGR at 4.8. 12th is Adult Standards from Toronto, 740 CHWO at 2.8. And 19th is Talk 1520 WWKB at 0.7. Next to Cincinnati, where number 1, of course, is WLW at 10.4. 6th spot is Talk 55, WKRC at 5.3 up. 16th is Sports 1530, WCKY the Homer, 1.4. Next, we go to Pittsburgh, home of our next convention. Number 1, Classic Rock, WDVE, home of the Steelers at 9. Number 2, News Talk 1020, KDKA at 8.2. Third is Pop WSHH at 5.9. 8th, Adult Standards WJAS at 3.9. And 17th, Sports 1250 WEAE at 1.6 down. Next to Denver, hello Wayne Hanen. Number 1, Country, KYGO FM at 6.5. Number 3, News Talk 85, KOA at 5.2 down. 13th, News Talk 63, KHOW at 2.8. And the new sports home in Denver, 14th, 104.3 KKFN is 2.8. AM is just 1.4 on 950. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, hello, Mark Nuremberger. Number one, Classic Rock, KQRS FM at 8.6. Number two, News Talk 830, WCCO, The Voice of the Wild, 6.8. 11th is Talk 15, KSTP at 3.4. 13th, Sports 1130, KFAN at 2.8. Next, we go to the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello, Bill Hale. Number one, the Spanish speaker, KESS-FM at 5.8, way up. Number two, Top 40, KHKS at 4.6. Number six, News Talk, 820, WBAP at 4.1, home of the stars. 11th, Sports 1310, KTCK at 2.6. 16th, News Talk 1080, KRLD at 2.2, up. 22nd, The Voice of the Mavericks, 103.3 KESN, 1.7, though down. Next, we'll go to Central Ohio in Columbus. Number one, tie, WCKX, Black Adult Station, and 610 WTVN at 7.8. And then you go down to 15th place for the next AM, 1460 WBNS, which I believe carried the Blue Jackets, 2.1. Over to Milwaukee now, where number one, of course, is News Talk 620 WTMJ at 9.3 down. Number two, Country WMIL-FM at 7.4 up. Seventh, 1130 Talk WISN at 4.6. 15th, Pop Oldies on 920 WOKY at 2.8. And 24th, the new sports station, which you can hear here, Easy 540 WAUK at 0.6. Kansas City, number one, Black Adult KPRS FM at 5.8, though down. Third is 980 News Talk 98 KMBZ at 5.5. 11th, Talk 710 KCMO at 3.7, up. 13th, Sports Radio, well, 810 WHB at 3.6 and 610 KCSP at 1.3. Next, we go to Tampa. Hello, John Bowker. Number one, Pop WDUV-FM at 9. Number two, 97 WFLA at 5.7. 13th, Sports 62 WDAE at 3. Next to Seattle, one is Rhythmic Pop KUBE-FM at 5.2. Third is News Talk 710 KIRO at 4.1. Sixth is News Talk 1000 KOMO at 3.8. 14th was 770 Talk KTTH at 2.6, The Voice of the Sonics, maybe for the last time. 19th Sports 950 KJR at 2.1. And to finish for this edition, Miami. Hello, our friends down there. Number one, Latin Pop WAMR FM at 6.3. Down to 14th, 610 WIOD at 2.5, Voice of the Heat. And 56 Talk WQAM in 22nd place at 1.6. Any other conditions or corrections, just give me a call and I'd be glad to take care of it. Okay, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon. And take it away, Fred.
Thanks, Ken. I know some of our DX Audio Service members like jingles, so we have a little treat for you.
In the world of advertising, jingles help promote a service or a product while making it memorable. Those sounds have represented Maxwell House Coffee for over 40 years. Music as a sales tool is something you hear on the radio all the time. But when it comes to selling radio, Dallas is king at creating more memories per square decibel than any other city.
The station to depend on, WBAP 820, WABC,
KLIF 1190, where the action is.
CKLW.
Radio jingles as an industry was born here in Dallas in the 1950s. John Walford heads Jam Creative Services, which produces jingles for radio stations around the world.
In the early 1950s, a guy by the name of Bill Meeks, who was a Dallasite, and he worked in a live band that performed on WFAA radio back at that time, and then he went over to KLIF, which went on the air in 1947. Gordon McClendon put that on. In addition to working in two or three of the bands there, he also created jingles for KLIF. And Bill got the idea that other stations might benefit from having those jingles, but just not have the talent available locally to create them. So Bill left KLIF, started his own company called PAMS. He was actually the first guy that created the idea of writing and recording a jingle once and then syndicating it to many other stations. And that's why Dallas became, in time, the radio jingle capital of the world, because the business actually started here, and the talent that became proficient at doing it was here because that's where the work was, which led to other companies opening up to make use of that talent.
The first radio jingle of any import was one that still rings in the memory of anyone who's heard it. David Gropner is CEO of TM Century Productions and Farmers Branch, another giant in the industry.
Oh, actually, the very first jingle is this. And 1927, these, the NBC chimes. And those notes are GEC, General Electric Corporation. The NBC chimes were the first audible service mark ever registered by the U.S. Patent Office and have been called one of the most recognized sound sequences on Earth.
Meanwhile, back in the 50s, Bill Meek started PAMS with regional clients. The first jingle package included this one.
Make sure your dial is always set at KTRN, at KTRN, Wichita Falls.
Nowadays, it's a bit more sophisticated. At TM Century a couple of weeks ago, they were cranking out custom holiday jingles for WPLJ-FM in New York.
One more time.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from PLJ.
The trio that worked that session included hitmakers Yarborough and Peoples. And at Jam Creative Productions, a new package was in the works for a station on the Southeast Coast, whose program director was listening to the session on the phone.
Carolina's cool. Cool
104.7. We love it. They love it.
Jim Clancy was working this session. He's been singing bass and jingles since he was in college in 1958. It's nice work, if you can get it.
It's a way to sing for a living and never have to sing in a nightclub, hardly ever have to sing at night, sing in a smoke-free studio with good people. We'd like to be with each other, even if we weren't working together. They're just good, family-oriented people, and it's just been a great career. It really has.
Even if you are good, you've got to know somebody. Jim got his son, Greg, into the business.
There are singers here. I've been the first called bass singer now for, what, over 35 years. I think Greg is the most recent singer to come into the group, and he's been in it 15 years. So the groups are established. Somebody pretty much, people say, hey, I want to do that for a living. How do I get started? Well, somebody pretty much has to die, you know, for you to get a chance to be a first call jingle singer of the Dallas jingle industry.
Radio jingles, an audio calling card, and Jim Clancy was a part of the session where this one was created.
WBAP 820, the station to depend on.
Steve Cumming, WBAP 24-Hour News.
WBAP.
And finally, before we close out this edition of the DX Audio Service, if you have a micro radio station or perhaps a pirate station and you're looking for jingles, you might want to listen to this jingle demo. I think it has kind of a catchy theme to it, don't you think? We'll see you next month.
WNRC, cut one.
DX till you drop, WNRC.
Cut two.
DX beer and BS, WNRC.
Cut three.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
Cut four.
Not your typical station, WNRC.
Next, a group of tempo transition cuts. Cut five.
60X and rock and roll, WNRC.
Cut six.
The convention's music, WNRC.
Cut seven.
NRC convention, WNRC.
Cut eight.
Grab your log and party, WNRC.
Cut nine.
We'll be right back.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
Cut 10. Jock Cut.
Fred and Phil, NRC Convention, WNRC.
Cut 11.
Convention happenings.
Cut 12.
Convention weather.
This cut comes in two parts, so it's easy to vary the length.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
Cut 13. News Open. Cut 14. Traffic Cut. You also get several logos in the clear to use in production. And we can provide two key holiday acapellas that will work in front of the IDs to give the package more versatility. Cut 15.
Times have changed. Great radio has
top of the hour stager on two carts.
You're listening to WNRC Convention City.
WNRC.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
All material copyright, TM Century, Dallas.